God damn it! Which one of you Peckerwoods banged up my car? Answer me, who did this?
Who do you think?
Who?
Who drove last?
We saw you leave for the grocery store. Come on.
Glenn, where are your boys?
Oh, Dad, they wouldn't drive your car.
No. Don't let him pretend this is complicated. There's no reasonable doubt here. He's human. His wife died. He fell off the wagon, banged up the caddy. Deal. Shit happens.
Like your marriage.
What do you know about my marriage?
I know a lot about your marriage.
Fucking thing about
I know
my
a lot
marriage.
About your marriage. She was my wife long before she was your mother. We kept no secrets. You tell your brothers you're getting a divorce, go ahead, tell them.
They both look up.
Lisa played hide the pickle with someone else.
Hank strides away.
I won't be back.
Happy trails.
I'll never fucking come back here again.
Good.
Hank climbs in behind the wheel of the hired car and speeds away down the drive, leaving his father and two brothers by the damaged Cadillac. On the plane, Hank takes his seat. He places his left hand over his face. A beautiful day. A little boy fishes by rippling water. A man holds the rod as the boy reels the line in. They catch a tiddler. On the plane, Hank raises the seat's arm as his phone vibrates. He reads the caller ID. It's Glenn. He turns the phone over on the table, then reaches out and takes the call.
Make it quick.
Hank, don't get on the plane. I need you to come back.
I don't care, Glenn. You're on your own.
Stop talking and listen to me.
I gotta turn off the phone.
Hank, just shut up for a second. Shut your mouth and listen for once in your entire life.
Hank moves the phone away, then returns it to his ear.
What is it, Glenn?
Sheriff White called Dad down to the police station. They're asking questions about the damage to the car. They think they...
I'm here. Unless he killed somebody, you're on your own.
They found a body.
Hank stares blankly at the sheriff's the judge holds court.
You mean, Judge, I can milk her, kill her, cook her, eat her even? That's illegal?
Hank's arrived.
True story.
Mr. Palmer.
Judge Palmer, Deputy Hanson.
Sir, did anybody other than you have access to your vehicle?
No, sir.
You've got to be shitting me. Is this an interview?
We've got a witness that puts his car on Route 30 heading towards Shelby Road at the approximate time of the accident.
Oh, boy, but that's not enough to put his car at the scene. Any strip mall lawyer is going to chew that up and spit it out. Stolen vehicle. Need him behind the wheel.
Hank, let's go, pal.
Go where? Whoa, both ways Bobby, graduation night. The quarry. Your ranchero, I remember everything. You and Kevin Thompson in the backseat naked huffing whippets. Shall I continue? I can elaborate.
It's just a rumor.
Where were we? He's been on the other side of the bench too long, he forgets. If you don't talk, you walk.
We don't hide behind the law here. There's damage to the front of my car. I went to the convenience store last night, all right?
Every word limits his options. Keep going.
Imagine a faraway place, Hank, where people value your opinion. Now go there.
What about booze? 80% of hit and runs involve liquor. His wife just died. Why wouldn't he take a swig? But you need an admission from him. Better yet, a voluntary urine sample. There you go. Fill her up. Bladder full of courtesy coffee, and a sensor in the jaw anyway, sort of thing. Just might catch him off guard.
We can get everything we need from a hair sample.
Sure can. Nice work, Sheriff. You should be proud of yourself. You'll be halfway to manslaughter by lunch.
Judge Palmer, we're gonna need to impound your vehicle.
The judge nods his head. In a hired car.
Tell me what happened.
I don't remember.
Because you were drunk?
No, because... I can't remember. Don't you think I want to remember? I can't. For all I know, I never hit anything or anybody.
So I was in the liquor cabinet. What kind of recovering alcoholic keeps a stock liquor cabinet?
No. Recovered. It's a reminder that I'm stronger. It holds no power over me.
Right now, that cop Hanson's on his way to the mini mart to ask some scared shitless high school clerk with half a joint in his front pocket if you had the odor of an alcoholic beverage on your breath. Did you?
No.
Bloodshot eyes?
No.
Slurred speech?
No.
Hank screeches to a halt. He reverses its speed towards Glenn's following car, then turns left to reverse up the judge's drive. He stops in front of the garage.
They shouldn't drive together.
I'm on your side, Judge.
And if this goes south, and it might, you need to be able to say with some semblance of a straight face that you haven't had a drink in 28 years. Hey, what's done is done. If you hit somebody this word in front of you, I strongly suggest you dry out and practice that narrative.
Narrate this.
The judge gives his son the finger, then gets out of the car.